This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where our goal is always to celebrate, uplift, and educate you about things going on in and around Douglas County. So welcome to that today. And I have my partner in crime, Alan Painter, here with me.
Why do you always sound so happy?
I am pretty happy.
I know. I think you're delusional. It's freaking hot outside.
I'm a happy person. Yeah. I'm grateful for Max AC.
You know Max?
I do. And his friend Fan on Seven.
So cool.
So cool. Cool guy. Okay.
What?
We just have random things to talk about today. But I'm going to say I kidnapped Marty, who works in here.
Yes.
But is also part of PRA Association.
I am.
A big piece.
Well,
I work hard on it.
I do. I've been there a long time. Off and on. You know, I grew up at the track, so I grew up with PRA in my life. I am the second year director on the board of directors for the Pacific Racing Association, yes.
See, that's a big title, which means lots of volunteerism.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've probably spent over 100 hours at the racetrack this year, and that's not all. You know, right. We do things in the back end and all that kind of stuff as well, so yeah.
Well, I just know how hard she worked before the season even got started. Like, how are we going to do this in these classes and these cars and coming in? And it's like, oh, my goodness. So it's a lot of organization to even before it starts. So thank you for everything you've done and continue to do. But so I snagged her when I came in because I was perplexed when I saw on Facebook that PRA was going to be not providing our races for us next year.
Perplexed. You just told me, and I was shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, PRA, it's kind of like, that's part of our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been part of the Douglas County area for 70 years. This is our 70th year as an organization. This year, it was brought to us by the Fair Board that we had to bid on the track. We didn't automatically just get it for next season. We were bid against by two other organizations, and one of them happened to win the bid. Change is inevitable. It's sad, but it's what happens.
Yeah. So how long is that contract?
I'm not sure. We have not seen their... So we just had to all put proposals together, and their contract now they're in contract negotiations. So I don't know how long their contract was. We proposed a 5-year contract, so I don't know if they did the same or if it's a year to year.
So is it going to remain the same, the racing? And
I don't know what classes they're going to run. They're going to change it to dirt. Yeah, they're going to take our asphalt track and change it to dirt, which dirt is the thing right now.
I'm guilty. I am. I'm a World of Outlaws, dirt in your beer kind of girl, even though I don't drink. That's what my husband says.
But anyway, always got to have that lid.
Got to have the lid. But I appreciate tradition and legacies and generations of family growing up through PRA. So it has a special place in my heart, and that's why I was like, Marty, what? Come on and tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, my kid, I have a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old son now. He's a fourth-generation racer. We were hoping to have a fifth generation out there eventually, but that just didn't happen at this point yet. Hopefully, maybe it'll come back to us in the future. You know, PRA is not dead. Just because we aren't racing here doesn't mean that we can't race other places or that our organization will dissolve. Right. We are an organization of members. We do have we're elected as a board to run the business, but just because we aren't racing doesn't mean that we aren't still an organization.
So what's happening the rest of the year now?
Well, we have really big events coming up for our last three events. They're usually our most packed events. The public loves them. So this weekend is the Hornets Nest 50. Hornets are just regular four cylinder, basically put a cage in them, bring them off the street, put a race seat in them and go. All stock cars. So it'll be a 50 lap main event for $500 to win.
I want to do that.
And you have kids.
It would be fun.
My kid's 14 and gets to race that. So it's not like it's just adults. There's, you know, everyone from the 70-year-old guy that comes out and races on the week, you know, every other weekend. And then there's these young kids that get to participate in this class because their parents put them in cars to learn. So this is a really big race. And then next weekend on the 27th is our back-to-school night. A&M Transport and the Umpqua Valley Sector Partnership are bringing back-to-school night and championship night. We're giving away our backpacks. We do that every year. They get, the drivers buy them. We stuff them with supplies and give them out to every kid that comes until supplies are gone. So those are two big events. And then our very last event at the track under asphalt will be our track and treat enduro 200 lap race. And that's literally, you could bring your car out as long as it's not a high performance car and race it. So
without the cage,
without a cage.
Really?
Oh no. You created a monster.
I think they've changed the rules. Honestly, I think that they made it so that they have to put a cage in them now. I would have to look at our rule package because we changed that a couple years ago because the guy hit a K barrier and
got hurt.
So I think they make them put, you know, just a small cage, but not a full cage like what we do with the guys on a regular race night.
Right.
You know, we got to comply with insurance. You guys know how that goes.
We understand.
We get it. We appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Your insurance carrier appreciates that.
Yeah. Exactly. We really, you know, we do strive for that. This season, we took safety into a big consideration and made a lot of changes this year. Our classes were growing. Our organization was growing. It's just unfortunate that, you know, at least we're ending on a high note racing. So that's a good positive thing. And we got lots of things, you know, these last three races coming up. And if anybody wants to come watch asphalt racing in Douglas County, you've got three races to do it on. So
well, let her rip, everybody. Let's get out there and support them. You know, it's PRA has been a fantastic organization. Like she was saying, the backpack night, you know, they're just not that. They're having fun. They're giving back to the community, too. So they've been a fantastic partner. So appreciate all the hard work that you and every member of that organization in bringing something special and really appreciate it in our community.
Yeah, there's other people in this organization that work really hard. So,
Kudos to everybody.
I'm kind of the slacker, honestly.
Kudos to everybody. But I don't know all of them, and I can't pull them away from their desk and be like, Marty, come talk about this.
Because
I think people should know, because I do think it really should be go out showing our appreciation.
Yeah, our treasurer works her butt off. She's been the longest consecutive running appointed member of our board. She's been on it for 10 years, of over 10 seasons and 5 different presidents. Her name's Rita Johnson, and she's worked her butt off for this organization.
Like, way to go, Rita.
Yeah, a lot.
Shout out.
You know, Jimmy and Summer Smith, they did a lot of work getting ready for 4th of July this year. They cleaned our track, and they did all kinds of stuff and painted the checkered flag thing on the front stretch. And our Tom Durant, he's our president this year. He worked his butt off getting the grandstands resealed so that nobody's butts are itchy anymore from the fiberglass. And, you know,
that's
Chuck
important.
Chuck Jacobs, Peter Hill, and Valerie West are our other board members, and they've done a tremendous job. Just, you know, everything from weed eating to, you know, talking
takes a
to
village.
People. Yeah, it's, you know, and then just our regular members that come out and just help us volunteer and do those things. It's, we are a village. We are a family, and that's, you know, we won't lose that just because we aren't racing here.
And that's, I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to say that to you, too, is that part doesn't end with a contract.
No.
So.
Not at all.
You guys will keep going, and it'll just be a different new for however long, and maybe you'll be back for that fourth generation.
Hopefully we'll be back. You know, it should go up for bid again eventually, so we'll try.
So you threw a lot of dates and information out there. Where can the listeners go to find out about the last three races?
So we are on Facebook under Douglas County Speedway, not under Pacific Racing Association, because it's easier to find. And then we are also on, we have a website. It's douglascountyspeedway.org.
Perfect.
Or no, it's .com. douglascountyspeedway.com. Sorry.
That's
too many.
We'll find
things.
It.
Yeah. Just Google Douglas County Speedway and you'll find us.
Oh, that's my tagline. Yeah,
there's Shannon.
That's my call sign.
That's her solution to everything.
Google it. You'll find us. We're there. We've been there 70 years, so you'll find us.
Well, thank you for coming on and sharing that.
Me.
And we hope you have the best last three races ever. Right?
Let her rip.
Let them rip. Let them run.
Yep.
And it sounds like it'll be fun ones.
Absolutely. Yeah, for and sure. These are our fun races. It's fun.
And the backpack giveaway is really special. So
yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you for coming in here and let me steal you out of your workstation.
I'm going to go back to work now.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So since we're on the notes of fair. Tell me about it. You went, you conquered, you saw.
I saw Sidged.
What?
I think I last count I had 9 pastrami and Italian sausage sandwiches.
Yourself?
Well, I did buy 2 others, so 7 for myself.
You partaked of 7 yourself?
I did.
Mm.
And then
I think
the day
that's borderline gluttonous.
No. And the day after the fair, I was just like, what do I eat?
Yeah, this is my survival food for the week.
But it was fantastic. It was a good time getting out there and seeing the clients and, going out and watching the kids and the 4-H and FFA. I love watching them. There's so much history. I mean, 4-H and FFA has been so important to me. It indirectly led to me being in the insurance business. I mean, from my ag background, it really opened the door to riding farm and ranch insurance. I met my wife at the fair. My brother met his wife through 4-H. My mom was involved in the 4-H kitchen for, it seems, decades. And, I was reading something last week that, kids that are involved in 4-H and FFA are 42% higher college graduate level.
I saw that.
And it really sums a lot when you can see it when you go out there and you see the camaraderie, you see kids working hard. It was neat to be able to participate in the sale. Our business was blessed to be able to buy a steer and a hog out there and, help support those kids that really are our future. So it was a great fair. Watching some of the entertainment, getting out there, hooking with friends, meeting with friends out there, that was awesome. So we appreciate the fair, and hopefully we see a lot of improvement in the years to come as we bounce back from COVID and get back on track.
It takes a lot of work to put that together.
I can't imagine how they do it. And especially, I've talked to Sierra, you're amazing out there and all your staff, but they've had such a lot of trouble these last couple of years getting people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, the final day I stopped and thanked some of the people out there to work in parking. And one of them had told me that, he's out here supporting his child's school. So what a cool idea. These weren't just people out working. They were volunteering their time, raising money for foundations. So, there's money that maybe in the past has gone somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out here supporting their own organization. So what a blessing. So, yeah, I know it stings when you pay them their money to park, but think about that. You're helping kids in their future. So we're going out and have fun at the fair, and we're building up our community at the same time. So I thought that was fantastic.
And? You had a special visitor at our booth this year.
Who?
Jaxie.
Jack's dog.
Jack's boy went out.
Yes, I had to disguise him as a service dog. I said, Jax, pretend I'm blind. And he just kind of dragged me around. But
no.
Oh, and we had we were lucky that it was kind of a pit stop for the pageant girls because they were there working their tails off, doing a lot of the introducing for the concerts and shows and stuff like that. So, so we brought Jax in, and it was kind of a tie who brought in more people, the girls or Jax. But Jax, he's kind of a showman.
Yeah, and he's good looking.
And he loved those air dogs. He wants to be an air dog.
Yeah. Well, he'd be a good one.
Yeah. Well, he was barking at him and ready to rip. But, my fear is he'd jump in that big old pool and I have to go and get after him.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that. Well, we're going to be right back. That's quick. We're already to our first break. So we'll be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I couldn't help that.
Welcome back.
I know, I couldn't help it. It was just my first welcome back. I just kind of was like, yeah, a couple more of those. Oh, I'm in a mood today. I don't know if it's a good one, I don't know.
It's probably because you had such an incredible lunch.
Good segue. I did have a great lunch.
Oh, tell me about it.
Okay, so I had tri-tip.
Oh.
Very, very perfectly presented.
It was probably best tri-tip you had in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Good answer.
It might have been the second best because this person fixed it for me a couple times before. But, and potatoes, and they're perfect, and they got cheese on them, and garlic bread, and what else? Oh, corn on the cob, which my husband and I have been talking about forever, so he's going to be so jealous.
And it was good today.
Everything was excellent. So, Chef Allen.
Oh, Shay Al, huh?
Yeah. Thank you for your hard work and preparations on a most glorious lunch.
I tell everybody the secret to success is surround yourself with women.
Yep.
Keep them fed and learn yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You're doing good. You're doing a good job.
Well, I'm learning, 56 years it's taken me. Right, Ange?
It's working out.
Speaking of success.
Okay.
I read something today that was disturbing.
Really?
I read and it said, this study said that 50% of Americans polled no longer believe in the American dream.
Hmm.
Now, I think that's kind of, I don't believe it. But what's the American dream? I think the American dream for most of us is just being free to do the things we want to in life,
Right.
And it might be a house, it might be an apartment, white picket fence. Mm-hmm. But I have a real problem with that because I think, we've looked at past generations and on how guys have created the Gettys, with Standard Oil and things like that. And yeah, there was opportunities like that, but they were limited. Only the rich could, you had to reach a certain level. And I think today there is more opportunity than at any time in this country. And the problem is not a lack of opportunity, but a lack of hustle.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like when people talk about coming from other countries to here because they want opportunity or they want that piece of the American dream, they're talking about coming here and getting a job and working hard and having their own life and all that. And there's jobs in every type of industry out there right now. So you want to be a chef, they need them. A police officer, we desperately need them. A doctor, we need them. I mean, I can't think of any career path that's not needed right now or hiring.
Yeah, that's right. Right. I mean, in decades past, it was, I can't get a job. I don't have an experience. Well, right now is your time. If you don't have experience, these employers are willing to bring you on and give you an experience. And even down to the worst of our employees, the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity there. Buy a squeegee, wash some windows. Only in America do you have that freedom to do that. And so if you're among the 50%, please don't give up hope because there's a lot of opportunity. I mean, you need a break sometimes. Sometimes you need a hand up. But, I've been blessed by the Lord beyond measure. But, graduate from high school, work hard, being able to own your own business like I've done. And, I've got a hand along the way. But, we talk about our community every week. And we're in the community, where people will reach out and help you. And that's one thing I found out as I was starting my business. I sought out mentors who inspired me, who, helped me through the down times. Because believe me, when you're starting a business, there's plenty of those. And I would just pray that Douglas County be the change.
I don't think we were the 50%.
I don't think so. I think it must have been up in Portland.
I have no idea. We were not the 50%.
We were 99.9% believing in it.
And,
but anyway, I read that one just kind of a little bit, you know, taken aback because I believe that opportunity is here. And don't let current situations kind of drag you down, you know. Yeah. Stay focused. Stay positive. And opportunity abounds. Anyway. Yeah. Let me gently step off my pulpit, but
I think that obviously didn't settle well with you, that article. So
it didn't, because
you got it out now.
That's un-American.
That's un-American. Well, I mean,
kind of. I think
if that's how they feel, but I'm like 50%. Yeah.
So if you know somebody,
they need to pull some new people.
Give them a pat on the back and you know, give them a hand up and show them how it's still possible. You know. Yeah, they may start at McDonald's, but one day they could be a CEO. And you look at the businesses throughout, and so many of them are exactly like that.
Or creative people that invent something, and then it's life-changing for everybody else.
Yeah, and we've had them on the show here weekly, you know, that develop their own business, develop their own product, you know.
Brave people.
and it's, you know, and keep in mind, the American dream is not about being rich. You know, success is finding what you truly love in life and getting paid for it. Because I guarantee you, it's a lot better life to do what you love and make a little less out of it than just doing something for money. So that, to me, is the American dream. So don't give up on it, folks.
Don't give up on it. Okay, well, I, too, read something today.
Ruh-roh. I can't believe you read.
I know. I don't have much time right now. But I did, and it... Honestly, it cracked me up. If you truly think about the backstory to it, it's not funny at all. So I want to make sure I share that part because I don't want people to think it's funny that dogs end up in shelters.
There's your disclaimer.
There's my disclaimer. So apparently there was a puppy mill, and I believe it might be down in California because I got the backstory from somebody else.
Not here, of
course.
Not
here at all. And that has these gorgeous Frenchie Bulldogs. Oh. You know, they're the rage, people.
Absolutely.
So Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center is getting some of these, or has some of these dogs that they've currently been treating in foster homes and caring for and healing because they had issues being in this bad place. And they are going to be putting them up for adoption. But boy, howdy, are they knowing they're going to get inundated. So they've come up with the Frenchie Adoption Lottery. I'm not even kidding. I mean, Saving Grace, you're killing it. I love this.
Great idea.
So I'm just going to read their post. So it says, that's right. We have a Frenchie Bulldogs coming available for adoption. And due to us expecting an overwhelming response, and that's an understatement, they want to ensure that everybody, it's a fair system. And so... they are asking you to go to SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org. You can pre-fill out your thing and submit it to be
qualified.
And they're going to do literally a raffle, a lottery. So they will pull out, let's say you, Alan Painter, and they will call you. And if you don't answer, guess what? Boom. Garbage. You are out. Serious business here, y'all.
Well, I can see Jack to be monitoring the phone and hanging up every time they call.
Like, oh, no,
we're not having that.
We're not having that, yeah.
But they are still going to screen.
Yeah.
So they're not just we're not just giving out dogs to anybody that signs up, right?
Right.
So
nope.
You got to be a good...
it tells you on there, like, what the traits are.
Yeah.
Like, say, they want to know that they have these little funny noses and they get overheated easy. And so they're really responsible telling you all the...
Yep.
All the ugly about it, you know, so you're coming in fully invested and educated and all that. So I really appreciated that. The adoption fee is $150, and that covers the neuter, the vaccines, licensing, microchip, all that for the $150 in a Frenchie Bulldog. Y'all,
wow.
Forget Powerball. This is the ticket right
this
here.
This is something you can actually win, and it doesn't even cost you to sign up.
And everybody I know that has Frenchie says they have, like, personality for days.
Well, I know they're expensive.
Yeah, and they are expensive. So, anyway, to get this, I mean, look at this little guy. I'm showing Alan, like, he's hilarious.
Oh, those eyes.
I know the eyes.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. How many, what a great opportunity, you know. I mean, if you're a responsible pet owner... And I always dreamed of having this because aren't they like $5,000 and up?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. I talked to somebody I know that has Frenchies, and somebody she knows paid $15 for theirs. So
for one?
For one.
Huh.
This is a high-end breeder, I guess. I don't know.
For a dog.
For a dog. Yeah. But
so if you ever dreamed about it, what a great opportunity. Here, take a chance.
Yeah, but not a chance. Yeah, I mean, it's not really. I mean, you're going to get a beautiful pet.
Yeah. Like, and so
that needs love and attention and has not been treated well at all. So they need you to know that. There could be some personality issues. But anyway.
Well, so yeah, it's an awesome deal. So if anybody's got a little love in their heart and has always been passionate about getting one of these pups, here's a great opportunity. So go out to their website and get signed up.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center.org.
Oh, I hope we get to see some results. I'd love to see the pictures and the new owners.
I hope they post something like that. I might call out there and say, inquiring minds really wanted some follow up on this, because this just touched me, and I was like, okay, like yours made you sad or not thrilled, yeah, you know, and disillusioned. And this one, I was like, this is great.
Oh, that is awesome. Because
you know they're going to have tenfold the amount of people wanting to adopt these pups.
Well, and even
and so
if you're
they
not,
don't win one, go shopping out there anyway, yep, and see if there's something else that you know would fit good in your family.
Well, it's amazing how many times you're looking out for a certain pet, and you go out there and you just connect with another dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the job that those folks do out there is just amazing. So kudos to them, and thank you. And we're ready for the Frenchie raffle.
Yeah, I think it's happening Friday, August 20th. Or
dreams
Saturday,
can come true. See, the American dream is alive and well.
Yeah, get yourself a Frenchie bulldog. That's not very American, I don't think. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
What?
Well, between what you read and I read and we just shared, like, we're already at break time again. So
ciao.
And we're just going way too fast today. So we'll be back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a couple moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It's that time for the Local Business Buzz.
Buzz.
Oh, you cracked
me
up.
I can't stop it.
And it's sponsored by Umpqua Survival and the fine folks out there on Diamond Lake Boulevard. So thank you to all of them for sponsoring this local segment where we get to put a spotlight and shine the light on small, locally owned and operated businesses.
Well, you're getting good at that.
I just made that up. And today we have Sierra Fox from Rainforest Northwest. It's like the coolest name. So, Sierra, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, love the name. So, tell us, what is Rainforest Northwest?
We are a locally rooted plant nursery right
locally
here in
rooted.
Douglas County.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, my mom and I actually opened up just about 2 years ago.
What's mom's name? Let's shout her
out. Braylee O'Connor.
Braylee O'Connor.
Thanks,
way to
mom.
Go, mom. Yep. Okay, so how did it get its roots? I love that you use the word roots. That's so awesome. So how did Rainforest Northwest get its roots here?
So my mom and I have kind of been obsessed with plants for forever. And after going to all the local plant nurseries and other places that you'll find plants randomly, we noticed that there was a huge lack of some of them that we were looking for, and we just decided that
it's true
we would do what we could to fill that need.
Okay, so
she's so nice. She didn't want to say nothing bad about anyone else.
No, that she's doing great.
You're a sweetheart.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
So COVID created plant crazy people. Like, it was a big thing. It is
seriously
raging. It's a thing, Alan.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I have lost my daughter-in-law off the deep end of this plant situation. And so I know she, like, I'm going to almost go black market for plants.
So, I mean, I love plants. You know me, I do plants in the office at the house. But so what kind of plants are you offering that are they outdoor, indoor? What?
So we mostly just carry indoor varieties right now. We have lots of different varieties from some of the more basic plants to some of the rarer and harder to find varieties. Like for instance, there's a plant that I would love to have in the shop one day, and it's probably a $12,000 plant.
For one?
For one.
Huh. And like you thought the $15,000 breeding dog was bad.
Huh. Well, at least plant can't run out in front of a car.
Can we make sure my daughter-in-law doesn't listen to this episode? Because she's a diehard about my show. So
that $12,000 plant must be really special. I mean, it sounds like the plant for Shannon and my wife, Angie.
It must be
rubber. It's a no-kill plant, right?
It needs to be.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
We need a no-kill plant for my wife.
I just need to not.
Snake plants or ZZs are going to be the go-to then.
For black thumbers?
Absolutely. Okay. As long as you don't water them too much, they're easy peasy.
I have one plant right now because I passed on my little one that I started that you gave me, and I have one succulent, and it has almost made it a year, and that is a Christmas miracle.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So, okay, so tell us where Rainforest Northwest is located. Where can we find you?
You can find us right off of the end of West Harvard. Our address is 2962 West Harvard Avenue.
So what's that by?
We are right across the street from the heating storage unit, kind of adjacent to the Redeemer's Church.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Right at the end. Just go to the end.
Yep. You'll see a huge sign hanging that's got plants all over it.
Oh, I'm going to go look now.
So are these affordable plants? Do you have affordable plants for
Absolutely.
Everybody?
Yeah. I would say our plants range from 5 and up. And some of the rarer ones, like I think the most expensive plant I have right now is $600, I think.
Shannon, stick with the $5 ones.
I'm keeping the succulent.
We also do cuttings, too. And cuttings are sometimes easier depending on how you propagate. Like if you just throw them in water and leave them and change it out every week, you're good to go.
Well, that's not working so good on Cheryl's desk. She has one of those. And it's like this brown pile of muck.
I don't think that's there.
Oh, sorry. I may have said something right now. I shouldn't have. That gift was well appreciated, right? Yes.
So how long have you been open?
2 years on the 28th, actually. I'm glad you asked.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We're going to be doing a huge sale on the 27th to celebrate since we're closed on Sundays.
There you go, folks. Put it on your calendar.
Yes.
I'm ashamed. I must admit that I have not yet been there, but I will be there because that's a really cool store.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to have you in.
There's other things for black thumb people they still have to offer.
The unkillable plant?
No. So, Sierra, I'm going to talk about for people that maybe should just come in and admire them and not touch and not purchase. You also do cool other things, correct?
Yes, we do. We offer quite a bit of different services, actually. So if people have plants that they need to have repotted because they're either super root bound or just want to upgrade their pot, we actually will repot them free of charge as long as we're not using a ton of our soil. Otherwise, we do charge for the product that we're using.
That seems reasonable. Right?
Although we can't be responsible if it upsets or shocks your plants, because anytime you repot or do anything drastic with a plant, it can upset it slightly. Yeah. But you
don't want a mad plant.
You definitely don't. Sometimes they're hard to bounce back.
I need to bring in my succulent.
I'm not great with succulents.
I think it's outgrowing its little jar.
Those ones like to be pretty root bound depending on which ones.
Yeah.
I'm an active overwaterer who solved her problems by underwatering.
That's what I was. I know my issue, and but you just think you're tending to them, and love and care is what they want.
Oh, yeah, for the most part. And we will offer tips and tricks, or if somebody comes in, we have a lot of people that'll bring in sick or issued plants. We don't want them to be brought into the shop, but we're happy to inspect or even treat them outside. That way we're not bringing in any pests or fungal issues or anything like that.
That's pretty cool, a plant doctor.
That's super cool.
We try. I've killed quite a few of my own figuring it out, but it's definitely trial and error and sometimes hands-on experience to figure out what likes what is the best.
So did this start as a hobby or?
Yeah.
Just what I said earlier.
I know.
The American dream is alive and well, darn it.
I know.
Shame on you 50% who said it wasn't.
So, okay, I think somewhere I read that you also, people can come in and do photo sessions.
Yes.
Or use your gorgeous plants as background.
What, do you pose plants?
Have you seen, there's like a challenge where you go into the fake flower section of Michael's and take photo shoots, or people go to plant stores. It's a thing.
People, get a job.
Okay. We've actually, so my sister's pregnant too. She's due September 8th or 9th, and she just did hers in our shop, and we've had a couple other maternity sessions.
Oh, cool.
They've turned out amazing. So yeah, it's something like Mother Earth. So it's something that we're now advertising for, but we've been doing that for a while.
What a beautiful background.
Thank you.
So yeah. How's that work? Do people come and rent the time or?
Yeah. Or you have to reach out to us. We'll schedule it for outside of hours. We do like to have a heads up because whenever you got plants involved, there's going to be dirt. Mm-hmm. So we sweep off the shelves, vacuum up the floors, restock the shop. So if it's bare, it looks full and they turn out amazing.
That does sound amazing.
Do you have those on your Facebook or anything?
I just posted some of my sister's onto our Facebook and Instagram.
I gotta go look. That's so cool.
A lot of belly hanging out, but cutest little belly.
So you're 2 years in. What's the best part about owning your own business?
Besides being able to take my 3-year-old with me, I get to talk to people about plants every day. Like, I get to do what I love. Working elsewhere where you call in on your days off to going to work on my days off. Hasn't been all sunshine and daisies, but it's been a lot of fun and definitely worth working for.
So
people on the radio can't see her, but when she talks about this, she is like lighting up.
Yeah, absolutely. She's glowing.
Yes, totally.
So, secret of success is what? Finding out what you love to do and getting paid for it.
Yeah. He just said that on an earlier segment. So
yeah, this wasn't planned, folks. Yeah. This was not planned. Is the ideal of the American dream.
Yes, I love this. And you're doing it with your mother, so that's extra special.
Yeah. It's been great. We had a great relationship before, but we've just been able to kind of piggyback on that and get a different relationship out of it.
Partnership.
Yeah.
Well, you must have had a great relationship because I don't think I could have been with my mom every day and start a new business. So,
yes.
My mom and I are both very forgiving, I would say. We do our best to talk, and if there's something that needs to be addressed, we address it and then we move forward. Exactly.
Well, I'm looking forward to the 27th, our 2-year celebration. Out there, so I will definitely swing by and buy plants that my wife cannot kill.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for a break, so we're going to be back. Sierra, hold on. We might have another couple questions for you here. We'll be back with more of the Local Business Buzz in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, my goodness. I think the commercials are getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, I can hardly wait till one day they catch you and it's dead air.
That's not good, and Kyle wouldn't like that. We can't make we can't make that mistake. Oh, look at this.
Oh, my daughter's calling. Sorry.
I put my phone on silent before coming in.
Just easy. Way to call him out, Sierra. Calling you out. Okay, Sierra, I had one more question. What I would like you to do is, because we kind of covered a lot of different things, is just, again, let people know where you're located, what your hours are, and how they can find you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Facebook and Instagram, we are Rainforest Northwest.
Spelt out Northwest or NW?
Spelt out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Two words, Rainforest and then Northwest. You can also find us on Google or our website, which is www.rainforestnorthwest.com. Our hours are all posted online too, but we're open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 6 p.m. And our summer hours for Friday and Saturday are 12 to 4 p.m. We are, again, located right at the end of West Harvard at 2962 West Harvard Avenue. And our phone number, if you ever have any plant questions, is 541-733-5564.
Ooh, and can you imagine, always,
they need an ambulance, the plant ambulance, like the vets have now, a mobile.
Absolutely.
I mean, a mobile.
Yeah, mobile plant doctor.
Yeah, mobile doctor.
And Shannon, you're going to put that up on our site, too.
Yep. I'll put our podcast up there, too, and we'll give it to Sierra and get it out. And absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
And yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
I love plants. I'm excited to go see it.
What a great addition to our community. I mean, something completely fun and new that's all plants.
Well, and I want to see a $600 plant. I don't want to touch it, but I want to see it.
I'll show you some of the cool ones when you come in.
All right, and it's a $600
It has to
legal,
be behind glass or
it
something.
It is a legal plant, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Not. Okay, because I'm sure there's $600 other plants.
You're a goofball.
I wouldn't know about those ones. But ours are going to be the tropical exotic varieties that you don't see every day.
Too cool. I love those.
I got to go check them out from a safe distance. Because I think they're all going to go, ooh, yeah, she's in here.
You should probably just look through the window.
I'll just go with my daughter-in-law. She can give me an education. Okay. So a couple things for the business side of stuff is, as you know, Umpqua Survival. You can go out there every single week. You can go out there every single day.
What do you say, you? You just tease me. Everyone
the
else can.
The listeners can go out whenever they want during the week and put in for the drawing for a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival in the Your Q box under the local business buzz. And let me tell you, y'all, the boxes have been stuffed full the last couple weeks. So you're going out there and you're doing it, and every week we're having a winner. And it's a lady.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh. Kind of excited about that.
Yeah. Representing.
I might butcher her born name is what I'm worried about, though. So
and
it's Kimberly.
The winner is?
Kimberly Dubai Davidson.
Dubois?
I don't know.
Well, you got Kimberly. That was pretty good.
And Davidson. It's just the middle part that I struggled with. It's a hyphenation name. So I'm going to call you, and I will call you Kimberly, and then I'll be right when I phone you. So congratulations, Kimberly.
Good job, Kimberly. And then tell Shannon to say your name.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her.
She's learning how to read. Be easy on her.
Yeah. I maybe should have called her first. But okay, next week we have Rediscover Roseburg. Some ladies from that organization are going to be on here, along with the Wine Destination and Whiskey Creek Rustic.
Too cool. Great stores.
So we're going to have two great stores because they're kind of like little partners up there. Yep. And they're going to talk about all the stuff. Actually, we've had a lot of the local business buzz has been new businesses downtown. Matter of fact, I think last week I mentioned you were coming on, Sierra, and I'm like, you know what would just even be cooler if we could get her downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, then you'd
everything
be walking
cool's
every day.
Going on downtown. So anyway, pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, one thing I would like to kind of give a heads up to our listeners. I know we're kind of wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
But in November, and I, He talked about elections already.
What?
There is a ballot measure that we are going to be voting on that is going to severely restrict our gun rights. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody knows me know that I'm a very strong proponent of our Second Amendment. And there are a lot of things in this that are going to have a lot of restrictions, and I know we're going to talk about it in depth coming up. But I would like our readers, our listeners, or readers, if you've got closed captioning, to go out and check this out. Go out and see this. I mean, they're going to require you to have a permit to purchase a firearm, which you're going to have to take a class for. So please go out and read on this. Share it with your friends and neighbors. You know, we need to stand up against these kind of things, and together we can. So if you're not registered for vote, get out there and get registered.
Measure 114.
114. Please look it up. Google
just
it.
Just Google it. Do
as Shannon would say.
Google it. It's my tagline.
Yep.
So anyway, we will be having a show on that coming up in September, just before ballots come out. We typically don't do political stuff on the show. That's not our forte. However,
it's American.
This is
we do American.
Yes, we do. So anyway, tune in, and we'll be having some more information coming up on that. And that'll be September 22nd. So we'll be having the show on that. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening, for tuning in. Sierra, thank you for coming and telling us about your wonderful new project. Well, the last 2 years of her hard work life. But
Lastly, one other thing. We're predicting maybe a possible lightning tonight again.
Oh, yeah.
Please keep your eyes and your nose peeled for any smoke. And call it in as soon as possible.
Yeah, and protect your pets.
I was just going to say, watch out for the animals.
The fur babies, yes. All right, everybody, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind. We'll talk to you next Thursday. This is Shannon Sebastian and Alan Painter with your Q signing off.